Fred Fuentes is the assistant superintendent for equity and diversity for the New Bedford School District. He's leading the effort to assist students whose families have been affected by the raid. He says that's more than 100 school children, though he doesn't have a full count yet.
We have a young second grader at one of the schools who the principal has been checking in every day because the little boy is totally traumatized. So we're providing some counseling at the school, some additional supports in the community. In other schools, we're aware that the children don't want to talk about what's happening because they're scared. In some cases, the parents have instructed them or the caretakers not to say anything. So we're slowly engaging those students. We know who they are when they are in the schools, and we're working with them. In some cases, some of our schools are providing counseling. We have guidance counselors. We have intervention and crisis counselors working with them. And if there is a need for additional support, one of the other assistant superintendents for student services is willing to provide any type of crisis intervention teams as well.
Are there cases where children are actually afraid to talk about their family situation, afraid that it might give away their immigration status?
Yes, there are. I mean, we've had parents that have actually come to the school and talked to a principal in such fear that they're trembling. To say that they lost their job because of their immigration status, their current immigration status. They weren't part of this raid, but they lost their job, and they're trying to deal with issues of acute health care of their child. So we are seeing that some parents are very nervous about this. We know the children are nervous about this as well. At least the older ones are.
I imagine some of these kids are asking some pretty tough questions. Where's my mommy at? Where's my daddy? When am I going to see them again?
On Sunday there was a demonstration that was happening in the community, and we had small elementary school children with pictures of their mom saying, "Have you seen my mother? Have you seen my father?" These are elementary school children. These are little children. One of them was a preschooler with a little sign, "Have you seen my mom?" It breaks your heart. And if anyone knows anything about New Bedford, this is an immigrant community. It has been an immigrant community for well over 200 years. Many different types of immigrants. So it's really hard to think that one group has been singled out in this particular way and what it's done to the community, because no one was thinking about the impact it would have on children.
Because the school has been somewhat of a cocoon for these kids, at the end of the day, is it tough to send them home at the end of the day? Are there worries that they might not come back?
Yes. I mean, today we had a conversation with principals about that. You know, what do I do? And we just said, we have to wait. But people are very anxious about the situations of children. And it's not just the immediate families we're talking about. What about the other immigrant and undocumented folks that we have in the school system? They're probably running just as scared. It's what we call second wave syndrome. We want to make sure that none of them go underground, that they don't disappear on us.
Why is it the school system's responsibility? Why doesn't the immigration service, why doesn't ICE step in and provide the services that these students need? Because, after all, it was the immigration service, ICE, that actually conducted this raid and started this deportation process, severed the children from their families.
I don't know why they don't. I just know one thing, that in the absence of anyone doing anything else, the New Bedford school system believes it has a responsibility to do something for its people. We have a strong belief that to do that is to do our function, which is to care for children, regardless of what anybody else is doing.
Assistant Superintendent Fuentes, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
That was Fred Fuentes. He's the Assistant Superintendent for Equity and Diversity for the New Bedford School District.